Summit County Manager Tom Fisher said they received about $1 million from the Federal CARES Act and have dispensed grants for all of that. The funding went to businesses and nonprofits, and Fisher said they had to meet certain criteria for funding, including hiring low and moderate income employees.
Of course, there was a point system involved with it, and we were attempting to be as liberal as we possibly could in order to make as many nonprofits and small businesses eligible, because a lot of those places were kind of left behind by some of the larger PPP programs that were available from the federal government.
Fisher added they also received CDBG grants of about $450,000. The county's economic development director, Jeff Jones, also reports that they got about $100,000 in rural county grants, but have only dispensed about half of that.
It was going towards anything that would help that business prepare for or react to the current conditions and prepare to launch once conditions improved. And one of the reasons that we're seeing, or that Jeff Jones has cited for some of that money not being granted out so far, is that, you know, people are anticipating this larger amount of money coming from the federal government, and perhaps some of these smaller grants aren't as attractive. But, you know, as that starts to shake out over the next few months, I think we're going to see some more interest in the remainder of this money as well.
We asked if any of Summit County's economic sectors have returned to the same activity levels they saw in February in 2020. Fisher said that some have.
Construction has done very well. Retail has done relatively well, although there was a spike in the December-January timeframe, and then we've lost a little bit since then. Where we're seeing the big drop, and this is consistent throughout the entire incident, has been in lodging and restaurant and the arts and culture industry especially.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.